in Brachos and Daflam and Heyam and Aleph, the Gemara says, Tanar Abanan, Asr lo li Adam shi hanam in ha'olam hazav lo bracha. So Asr to get hana from this world without a bracha. V'cho hananam in ha'olam hazav lo bracha ma'al. And anyone who gets hana from ha'olam hazav without a bracha, he's over on the Yula. So, that's the makor that we think of bracha rishona. The question is making a bracha rishona going to be the Rabbanan or the Oraisa? So Rashi says, Mefurish on that Tezayin Amar Aleph, Rashi says, the Gemara is talking about workers. The Gemara brings on a Braisa, that Po'alim workers, that they don't have to do certain things, so they don't waste the time of the Baal Baisa they're working for. And one of the things is, they don't have to take a bracha before they eat food. Rashi says, She'inim in HaTorah. So Rashi says, Mefurish, Einim in HaTorah, since it's only the Rabbanim. So it's clear that Rashi learns, and the Rambam also learns, that Bracha Rishona is a mitzvah derabanan, and the makor of that mitzvah is this svara that is also to get enough in this world without making a bracha before you eat. So the different opinion in this sugi is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says a very interesting idea. He says that a svara is not the rabbanan, a svara is the raisa. He says, we see many times in Shas, the Gemara says, Lama li kraf, svarihi. Why bring out a pasuk to tell me that this din is true? It's a svara. So you see from the fact that the Gemara says, Lama li kraf, svarihi, that in place of having a pasuk, why did a pasuk tell me the din? It's a svara. So obviously the svara tells me it's daraisa. Because you wouldn't ask, why do I need a pasuk to tell me the din daraisa? I have a svara derabanan. So it's mu'ah from those Gemara is that Lama li kraf, svarihi, that svara says that it's a svara daraisa. So says the Pnei Yeshua that bracha rishona is a daraisa.
Rashi himself says the rabbanan.
Rashi says first it's einam in haTorah, and the Rambam says it's the rabbanan. I think all the rishonim are the rabbanan, but the Pnei Yeshua says like this. La'niyah zaydi l'chor yesh etmoa, da'a b'cho ha'shas mashma, d'imidi da'asim yisvara ha'lim yidaraisa. V'yadar abba, ma'kshah ha'shas, ha'lam alikro ha'svaru hu. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. A very, very nice time that Pnei Yeshua has is that if the Gemara says, Lama likra svarihi, so it's clear that a svara has the same koach as a pasuk, and a svara will be daraisa. Then the Pnei Yeshua goes on to explain, we know we have a rule by brachos that safek brachos lahakel. He goes, safek, if you didn't make a bracha rishona, you're eating an apple, and you realize in the middle you didn't make a bracha, or you're not sure if you made a bracha, so you say safek brachos lahakel, you don't make a bracha again. But the Fidei Pnei Yeshua, that bracha rishona is daraisa, so the chora you should have to make another bracha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's not shver, and this is a mechilish digdin. Says the Pnei Yeshua that even though brachos are daraisa, still if you have some brachos, you will not say the bracha again, because saying the bracha again might lead you to say a bracha levatala, and the meila, therefore the safek brachos lahakel, even though it's daraisa, you can't make the bracha, because not making the bracha is going l'chumra in daraisa, not making the bracha levatala. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. So that din will stay the same, that if you're not sure if you made a bracha, even the feed of Pnei Yeshua that says brachos are daraisa, you still will not make a new bracha, because it's a chash that you might make a bracha levatala by repeating the bracha if you already made one, and therefore to be choshish for that, you wouldn't make a bracha anyway, even the feed of Pnei Yeshua who says it's daraisa.
Why
don't you is daraisa.
So,
according to
this, is
Pnei
Yeshua.
Oh, right. That's good question. Are things Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, 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 It says, "Mil nir laniyaz da'adid afil yitin tzulamer the svara zu having ani b'daraisa afil hachi asi shapir hadakayim la the sabi brachos lahakel." Even though I'm saying this, that this svara is daraisa, still it makes sense that sabi brachos lahakel that you won't go back for the bracha. Mishum de lo shayach lahachmir the kevan de aser levarich bracha she'en atzricha, because also be a bracha latala. Mishum hachi memela ozla la hach svara.
Why is that
still needed?
But
you answer your kasha?
Why is that the
kula? I'm saying it's still kasha. He doesn't address it. He doesn't address it. If it's suffix, so it could be in a chavi. According to him, that he was suffix by Rav Samson, you won't repeat it.
There's not
suffix.
So why?
According to the Yeshua, saying that by bracha rishon is the raisa, you won't repeat it because you might be a bracha batala. So who I didn't? I assume that the Yeshua would have to say the same thing. Bracha zatara, bracha samazim, which are also the raisa. That if you're not sure if you said it, even though normally we would say suffix brachos. Either way, they always suffix the raisa l'chumra, but here the guy brachos, you would go l'kul, you wouldn't say it because of the suffix brachos and etzricha, which would be a brachos l'atala. That's the Pnei Yeshua who holds that brachos are the raisa.
Why brachos l'atala? Does it matter the raisa or the rabbanim?
Because it's the raisa. that you're saying Hashem's name in vain is the Raisa, so you'd be machmir to not say the Raisa by not saying the bracha again.
Have you catched the difference?
He's not machalic. We'll see the tzlach. The tzlach will be machalic in a second. Good point, Avi. So the tzlach brings down the Pnei Yeshua, and he says, Pnei Yeshua's a Pella. He says, Umasha Kadiz at Slach, in Brachos, in Taflam and Heim and Aleph. He says, Umasha Kosav Hagom Ba Pnei Yeshua, they came into Masik, the Svaruhu, and Melehu Mera Torah. That which the Pnei Yeshua says, since the Masonah of the Gemara is that we make Bracha Rishona because it's a Svara, and the Melehu's Midaraisa, the Hare Ashikon Shaomru Halam Likra Svaruhu, so Shema Minah Shasvara Molok Mokra, that the Pnei Yeshua came out, that because of those Gemaras that say Lam Likra Svaruhu, so we see that the svara has the same koch as the kron as the oraisa. Omrani says that shayach rak b'din min adinim. He says this is only shayach when the Gemara says it. In the instances when the Gemara says lama likra svaru, there is clear the Gemara is telling you this svara has the koch of the oraisa. But meichi teisi that when you have a Gemara that shankos out a svara, meichi teisi that's going to be the oraisa. So says that slach, the Pnei Yeshua is right that in those cases where the Gemara says lama likra svaru, so that svara is a deraisa, because they're saying, why didn't a pasuk? It's a svara. But in a place like our Gemara and Brachos, it just says the reason why you're chayv in a bracha rishona is because it's also the one that's hazav lo bracha. It's not saying you don't need a pasuk for it, you have a svara in its place. So that svara would only be a svara derabbanan. That's the tzlach answers the Pnei Yeshua. And then the tzlach brings two rayas, which one they'll for sure argue on. He brings two rayas to this din. He says, number one, he says, if the Pnei Yeshua was right, that every svara is daraisa, so why is it that we need the Torah to tell us the mitzvahs that are logical? The Torah tells us that you're not allowed to kill. So it's a mitzvah sichli, it's logical that you shouldn't be able to kill, because if people were killing each other, society wouldn't be able to go on. So it's a mitzvah sichli. So if logic would dictate a mitzvah that would make it daraisa, so who needs the Torah to tell us, los yirtzach, don't kill? That's one right that Slav says. Slav says if the Pnei Yeshua was right, that a logical svara makes a mitzvah into a mitzvah daraisa, so we have many mitzvahs in the Torah that are mitzvah sichli, and really you wouldn't need a pasuk for it because logic would dictate it as the mitzvah daraisa anyway.
When we say lamed likra svara, we don't mean that because logic dictates such a thing to do, but based on other halachos or based on other pesukim, we know that something else should be. Not that something that by common sense you feel an ideal should be right.
What about my brachos? This svara is not a svara based on other things. What's that?
It's just complete pure svara that you shouldn't be able to have anav from things, or it's based on the fact that we have it in the ilah and there are halachos about having.
Thinking it based on ilah, you're being poed to that, so you're being poed to the bracha.
Yeah. Okay. Something else, I don't know.
Well, you're asking on both.
Well, yeah.
Thank you for the slach. You're asking on both of them. But how do you take out from that? Well, it's not a slach. The slach says only when it says lamali kros svaru, that's when the svaru will be daraisa, because the Gemara is clearly saying that you can use a svaru in place of a pasuk. The kasha on the Pnei Yeshua, you still have a svaru that's not based on anything.
It's
a general kasha. How can you rely on that Gemara even? So that slach has two kashas on the Pnei Yeshua. Kasha number one is what we just said. He says it to the Pnei Yeshua. If you don't like this one, you won't like the next kind either. But the Tanya of what he has in the Pnei Yeshua is if you're right that a svara is daraisa, so then mitzvah sichli, why would you need the Torah to mention it? It's a svara, so mela it's going to be a mitzvah daraisa. Number two, he says, the ocha svara zusha also lehanos me'olam hazav lo bracha, svara zusha b'chol b'ayolam. Says this svara of also lehanos me'olam hazav lo bracha is a svara that would apply to everyone, not only to Yidden. Says the imkein yeh birchas hanenin chova gam al meloch. Says even goyim should be mechuyev in birchas hanenin. That's a slach. But he brings down the Hagioni Halacha brings down two rayas to back up the Pnei Yeshua. That this idea that a svara could be daraisa. He brings down two rayas. One raya he brings is from a chesguni by the Dor HaMabul. The chesguni asks a kasha. The chesguni says the following. V'im tomar eich nenshu dor ha-mabul mi'acha shul nitzavu al ha-mitzvos. How could Hashem punish the dor ha-mabul if they were not commanded on mitzvos? They were never told on the mitzvos. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu go and punish them? Answers the Chizkuni and says, V'yish lomar yish kama mitzvos shechayovim le'odom l'shomro mikoach svaras hadas. Apa bi shul nitzavu. Says the Cheskuni that there are some mitzvahs that even though you're not commanded, that their logic dictates that you should follow this mitzvah, and therefore you're mechuyev. So you see from there, right, like B'nai Yeshua, that since this thing was logical, these mitzvahs they were being over were logical things that they should have kept on themselves, and Mela, it has level of the rights that they're going to be killed and destroyed because they're not keeping these mitzvahs which they weren't commanded of. Because it's a right to the Pnei Yeshua that a svara will give a mitzvah a koch of a daraisa, because if it doesn't have a koch of a daraisa, you won't get killed for doing. You don't get killed for doing an issa
garabana.
I guess it's going to point the opinion that it started only afterwards. But either way, the idea is there, the idea which backs up the Pnei Yeshua, which is that we see that Svara dictates a Chiyuv D'oraisa which will get you killed for it. That's right, number one. Right, number two, he brings from the Muka Yosef from Bav Metzia. The Gemara Bav Metzia has a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Moos are Moos Konos, whether if you buy Metatlin with money, if that's Konef. So the Gemara says at one point, the Gemara says, Dvar Torah Moos Konos. That Dvar Torah Midaraisa Moos Konos. So the Muka Yosef says over there, because when it says Dvar Torah, it says, Lavni Pasuki Elamisvara. Muka Yosef is the first. That which the Gemara says Dvar Torah is not from a Pasuk. There's no Pasuk that shows us this. Just as far as logic. So he says, you see from there, that the Muka Yosef is saying that logic entitles the Lord to say that Dvar Torah Moos Konos, that a Svara is sure enough to call it Dvar Torah. It's like the Pnei Yeshua, that a Svara could be Daraisa. So I said, this is the Machlokas of the Pnei Yeshua that's Slach, but the bottom line is that all the Rishonim, I think, I didn't see anyone, any Rishonim quoted as saying that saying a Bracha Rishonim is going to be Daraisa. All Rishonim hold that as the Rabbanah. Just interesting to see that the Pnei Yeshua and that these two rais that they bring to back up the Pnei Yeshua, that a Svara could have a Koach of a Daraisa. That is point number one. The other point is, Sam, there is a Chakira that the Achronim get into in terms of Brachos. That we know the Gemara says that it's also Hanas Mel Hazablo Bracha. And the Gemara says afterwards, V'chanenem Mel Hazablo Bracha Mo'al. And it goes through a lot of different Gemaras. And then the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, the Gemara has a stira, the Gemara says, we have one pasuk that says, Hashem Haaretz Mo'a, that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Haaretz belongs to Hashem. We have another pasuk that we say in Hallel that says, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem, V'Haaretz Nosan Livnei Adam. So the Gemara has a stira. There we say, Haaretz Nosan Livnei Adam, that the Haaretz belongs to man. The other pasuk says that Lashem Haaretz Mo'a, that the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Kan Kodem Bracha, Kan La'achar Bracha. That before you make the Bracha, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And making the Bracha, then it's owned by man. And the Gemara goes through many, many members along the same lines. Hanenen Rom Haza below Bracha, Ki Lu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All kinds of different statements that a person must make a bracha, otherwise it's ki'ilu din mi'ilah, ki'ilu din gezela. So the Achronim ask the following chakira. They say, how does a bracha rishona work? Does a bracha rishona work that there's an isser on food, like the Gemara's mashma? There's an isser mi'ilah on food. Food is like hektish. Now you make a bracha, it's like you're being called to hektish. Just like if you had hektish, you have to redeem the hektish onto something else, then you can eat the food. So by brachos, you have a food that Hashem gave you, an apple tree. You take an apple off the tree, but that fruit comes with hektish on it. So you make the bracha that removes the isser that's on the food, which the Gemara sounds like, because the Gemara says it belongs to Hashem. When you make the bracha, then it belongs to you. And also from the Lashonos of Ki'ilu Mo'al, Ki'ilu Gazal, it sounds very much that...
No, it says Ki'ilu, it doesn't say Mo'al.
No, it says Mo'al.
Oh, it says...
Yeah, called Ener Olam Hazav Lavracha Mal.
Maybe it's easier to
answer
for us, but you can't throw food in either.
You can't what?
You can't throw food or whatever. It seems like you can't get
what's the other side of the
Chakira? The other side I'll hear is that just standard. There's a mitzvah that the Chachamim, going with the fact that we hold that the mitzvah is the Rabbanan, so it's a mitzvah the Rabbanan, that the Chazal said that before you partake of food, you have to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah. So is it that there's an isser on the food, that by making a bracha, you're removing the isser? Or is it that Chazal said that you have to make a bracha on food? And all the shodos of Ki'ilu Mal, it's Ki'ilu, you went into a Kodesh Baruch Hu's house, you go to someone's house and you want to take some food from the cabinet, so yes, you're asking permission. So making a bracha is Ki'ilu, you're asking Hashem for rishus to eat from his food. That's the chakira that the Achronim ask. Is it that there's an isser on the food, that you're making the bracha, you are removing the isser from the food? Or is it that it's just time, Chazal said it's a mitzvah to make a bracha on the food before you partake of it, Ki'ilu, you're asking rishus from Hashem to eat from his food?
Well,
Because we'll see different rayas either way. All those will be nafkamina.
What's the question you're asking?
No, but the way Chazal set up the pigeon by food was that you make a bracha, as opposed to by regular hackfish that you make a bracha, that you put on. There's a din of real. That's possible. If it's real din of hackfish, you have to hold it a mammon. If you have regular food that's not hackfish, ki'ilu has this issur on ki'ilu. Right.
Where
is this Rabbanon? The Adi discusses it, and we'll see that Slach is going to mention it. But. Oh, we'll see different rayas. The Achronos ask Kasha, they bring rayas from different points in the Gemara and Brachos.
What's the makar that it's asking permission? It's supposed to be
Ila,
right?
Yeah, there's no makar to start, but we'll see when they bring the rayas. So the rayas to the second side will be rayas that it's you see strong rayas that it's asking permission. That it's just make a mitzvah to make a bracha. Right. The pasuk that they bring, the Gemara is mashma that it's working like Mi'ila. But you'll see other Gemara is a little convinced the other way also. So first the raya is that it works out to Mi'ila. So the Tosefta in Brachos, in the fourth parak, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos. Yeah, so the Tosefta starts off Perek Dalet in Brachos like this. Lo yitom odom kulam achi yivarach. A person shouldn't taste anything until he makes a bracha. Shenemar la'ashem ha'aretz umloa. And ha'nene min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha mal. And a person who's nene min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha mal, achi yatiru lo kol ha'mitzvos. So I say that line is very difficult to understand. Achi yatiru lo kol ha'mitzvos. So one of the Mefarshim, the Minchas Bikurim on the bottom of the Tosefta says, Achi yatiru lo kol ha'mitzvos means that you can't partake, let's say you have bread, you can't partake of bread, Achi yatiru lo kol ha'mitzvos, until you did all the mitzvos that lead up to the bread. You did like a shechah and peyah, you took challah, until you did all the mitzvos preceding it, that's how he learns it. But others say that that's not a good pshat, because then it should say, Achi yakayim kol ha'mitzvos, not Achi yatiru lo kol ha'mitzvos. So the Gra on the spot has a change in girsa, and the Gra's gores that Hanena min ha'olam hazeh lo bracha mal, achi yatiru lo kol ha'brachos. The Gra says anyone who's nena min ha'olam hazeh lo bracha is mal achi yatiru lo kol ha'brachos. And they understand the Gra that until you make the bracha on all the food, which will then be matter the food to you. So the way the Gra learns the Tosefta, and others say the same din as the Gra without changing the girsa. But either way, what these Mefarshim are saying, the Gra changing the girsa, they actually say this, that actually a two local brachos, until the brachos are matir the food to you. So it's a clear raya that what is the bracha doing? The bracha is being matir the isra that's on the food.
I'm saying, is the kol brachos being all brachos and all foods?
All the brachos on the foods that you're eating, right.
Generally, most brachos
have one food, right. Let's say you have four foods with different brachos, so it's also to partake of it, achi yatiru lo kol ha'brachos, until all the brachos are made on the proper foods. So you see clearly from the girsa of the Gra, or even others who don't change the girsa, but learn the same way as the Gra, with the word mitzvos there, that it's clear that there's an isra on the food, and you'd be matir it. Achi yatiru lo kol ha'brachos, until the brachos are matir the yisurim. That's raya number one. Raya number two, which is also a beautiful raya, is from the Tzlach, the Gemara, from the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara Brachos on them Gimel Medeis asks the following kasha. The Gemara asks, Minayin shemavarchen al hareach. How do you know you have to take a bracha before you smell something? So the Tzlach is very bothered by that kasha based on the Gemara we had earlier. In fact, that Tzlach, we just have the Gemara on Lamed Hey that says, also the Hanos Be'olam Hazav Lo Bracha. It's also the Hanos in this world that I'm making a bracha. So why do I need another Gemara that asks me now, how do I really make a bracha on the Reyach? Well, Reyach is Hanah. So the Gemara that tells me you can't get Hanah from this world without making a bracha, I don't then need another Gemara to tell me, how do I know you make a bracha before you smell something? Obviously, smelling is a Hanah, so it gets under the rule of not getting Hanah without making a bracha.
So this is a
Raya
that it's not.
Wait, so no, we get the Sas answer, we get the Raya. We didn't get to the Raya yet. That's a Sas Kashim or Gemara. Oh, that's a Slav answer, very good. That's a tough answer.
Very good.
Listen to the Slav. The Slav says, Minayin shemavarcha al reyach. So first of all, the Gemara answers there. The Gemara answers from the pasuk of Ka neshama tahalol ka ezu dovash ha neshama nenes imenu ve'in aguf nenes imenu havi omer zeha reyach. So he learns it from a pasuk. So the first thing that Slav points out is that this pasuk He says, "Havadai shaze asmachta ba'alma ve'ein shum bracha mi'birchas hanenim da'raisa chus mi'birchas ha'mazon." So first of all, when the Gemara says that we learn from a pasuk, it's just an asmachta because it's not da'raisa. That's the sachal shitasa that brachos are only the rabbanon. So here's a skashu. Kfar amu bereish pirkin shesvaruhu sha'atzer lihanos me'olam hazev lo bracha ve'imkein kevan shegam me'reyach nena mimenu. Since the smelling is also hanot to him, mehei tasty yishtanim mishar hanot shashom inayish bevorach mal oreach. Mehei tasty that the hanot smell would be any different than any other hanot. That the Gemara needs to ask a new question: how do you know you can make a bracha before you smell something? Should be included in the other Gemara that says that before you get any hanot, you have to make a bracha. So he answers what Yaakov says based on the Gemara, a different Gemara. He says, "The bereish pirkin shaninu tana rabbanan asur adam shehana belhazav lo bracha v'chal nena belhazav lo bracha mal." He answers on the Gemara based on the Gemara we said in the beginning of the parak, which said that anyone that gets hanah from this world of bracha is he was over on the ila. V'harei kaimon and psachon the kol umar v'reiach ein bo mishum ila. He says we hold in the Gemara and Brachos that kol, that noise or vision, seeing something, or reyach, or smelling something, there's no me'ila. The whole svara that we said that you chayv make a bracha before you eat something was also lehanas kol hazav bracha and kol nenem and hazav bracha ki ilu mal. That's only by things that are shayach me'ila, by achila shayach me'ila. But if you see in the Gemara and Pesachim that reyach is not shayach to me'ila, so me'ila can't fit in the svara earlier. The svara earlier was only by things that are shayach to me'ila. So if you don't make a bracha before, it's ki'ilu mal. That's only by things that are shayach me'ila, by achila. But by reyach, which is not shayach to me'ila, reyach has no me'ila. So then, how do you know that by reyach, that you need to make a bracha before you smell something? That's what the tzlach says. So the fact that the tzlach goes on to that gemara, bringing into me'ila, you see clearly that the tzlach is holding that the reason why you need the bracha is because you're being matir the yisr. When there's an yisr of me'ila, so you need a bracha to give it a yisr. But by smelling something where there's no yisr of me'ila, so when you're coming to smell something stam, there's no yisr of me'ila, so in me'ila there's going to be no me'echnes, you need a bracha for it. Obviously he understands the whole reason to make a bracha before you eat is to remove the isra there. But since there's an isra me'ila on ochel, so me'ila before you eat it, you need to remove the isra me'ila by making the bracha. But by re'ach, where there is no me'ila, so for the Gemara, how do you know you have to make a bracha before you smell something, there's no isra me'ila to remove. So you see that the way that Tzlach is explaining the Gemara, that the whole reason you make brachos is to remove the isra that's on the food. So me'ila, by things that you're going to smell, where there's no me'ila, so there's no isra place on it. So for the Gemara, how you know you have to make a bracha before you smell something? There's no isra me'ila to get rid of it. Correct. Right. Those are two rayas for the tzad that making a bracha is removing an isra that is placed on the bracha, on the food. Making a bracha removes the isra from the food. Now the rayas the other way are right in the one they bring down is the Gemara Brachos on the Chaf Aleph talks about that if someone's a tamei or he's a balkeri, so he doesn't have to make brachos. If you say it's pashut, what do you mean he doesn't make brachos? If a person's tamei, he doesn't make a bracha. If there's an isra on the food, a person who's tamei can't eat hektish. If there's an isra hektish, an isra me'ila on the food, just because you're tamei and you can't make a bracha, doesn't mean okay, eat without a bracha. You can't eat the food's asra without the bracha. You can't make a bracha, you can't eat it. But if you say that the making a bracha, Chazal said before you partake of the food, you have to ask permission from Hashem to make a bracha. So Chazal said that before you partake of the food, you make a bracha. But if you can't make the bracha, because it's tamei, so you don't have to. If you can't make the bracha, so don't make the bracha. But if there's an underlying issue that's on the food, that's placed on the creation of the food, so my hand face it, you can make the bracha, you can eat it anyway. It's an issue, you can't just be mad to that issue. You can't be mad to the issue that's placed on it. But if Chazal said you shouldn't make a bracha, you should ask permission. So Chazal said if you're tamei, you can't do that, so you can eat without it. That's right number one to the tzad, that it's a mitzvah to make a bracha, not removing an issue.
Where was that?
What?
Where was that?
That's Gemara in Chaf Aleph and Brachos. Raya number two is on Brachos Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. It says, "Boy, my name is Rav Chisda. Misha Ocha V'Shasa V'Lo Berach. Ma'u SheYachzer V'Yavarech. One who ate and drank and didn't make a bracha, can he now go make the bracha?" So Rashi says, "Misha Ocha V'Shasa V'Lo Berach." Lifneim koya berchas hamotzi or berchas hayayim. Ma'u sheyaser la'achar achila v'shtia. Rashi learns the kasha is after you finished eating your apple. What's the thing? Can you go like the bracha now? So they say, if the point of a bracha is to remove an isra on the food, if you already ate the food and ate the isra, what's a bracha afterwards going to help? It's not going to remove the isra from Afreya. But if the point of making a bracha is just to ask permission, so if you didn't make the bracha before, so you're like excusing yourself afterwards. It's still shy to make a bracha. It's shy to ask, what's the din of making a bracha? It's shy to think about making a bracha afterwards if it's just a mitzvah that you're supposed to make a bracha on food. But if it's removing an isra once the food is gone, so you can no longer make a bracha to remove the isra on the food. So that's right number two that they bring, that a bracha is just a mitzvah to make a bracha, that you're asking Rishus, that's why it's shy to ask, what about afterwards? Interesting enough, they bring down from the Gra, the Gra said by the Tosefta, that it was clearly removing the Isra, actually a two lakla brachos, until the brachos are matu the Yisurim. The Gra over here changes the Girsa, he argues with Rashi. The Gra says, Rashi said, Ma'u sheyasur la'achar achila v'shtia. The Gra changes it and says, Ma'u sheyasur be'emtza achila. The Gra learns the question is that you're in the middle of eating it. You have half the apple left. So you want to say that the Gra learns that you're in the middle of eating it. That's the question of the Gemara. Because since the Gra learns that the purpose of a bracha is to remove the iser, so it's only shayach that the Gemara's question is, well, the food is still there. Well, it's still shayach that there's some hektish on the food and you want to remove that hektish. But the way Rashi learns that the food is already finished, it's not shayach to remove the iser hektish. What?
No.
Removing hektish before after you ate it?
Why should it work in the middle and not at the end?
No, you have to be, because
you still have one to remove the you still can remove the isra from the rest.
You can
remove what's rest. When you finish it already, it's far falling.
But you buy it, it doesn't become awful.
Yes, why would I think that you
say no, I'm saying good.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Why would I think that you can't make a bracha if you're in the middle?
What?
Why would I think that you can't make a bracha?
Because if you're taking away the isra, right? You can
make a gemara in the middle, not the end.
Would
that
be a
skill of
the bracha? So what's the question?
No, that's a girl that's discussable, because the girl said earlier that actually at two local brachos, you ask, no, you're removing the isra. The girl's going to change the gears on the bezef, but actually at two local brachos, until you take, until all the brachos are matter the food, because you see the brachos being matter the food, it was us. Here also, the girl learns the gemara's question is in the middle of eating the food, because there's still what that you could be matter the isra of the food that's remaining. So
all good. The brachos asking Rishos. So what kind of asking Rishos you have to already eat the food?
So the way I understood it is more like it's more excusing yourself. After you ate it, you're still you're thanking Hashem or whatever you're doing.
Why don't you make brachos?
Yeah, you have to be mindless again.
What's the
Gemara
saying though? It's obviously the second act. You can make a bracha. It's a new piece of food.
Come on,
I'm saying over Gemara's conscience.
Oh, thank you.
Why
would I think that you can't make a bracha in the middle of the apple? Why don't I
think? Maybe the judge is that it works on my friend.
I don't know. The Gemara answer that is one thing that you do, but I don't know what the happening will be with you.
Maybe it's that it works in my play on the first half.
It means that also that the Gros of Shitasa by another Gemara, the Gemara on Tezayan, where we had a Rashi that says that the Brochas of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara brings down a brisa that workers don't have to make a bracha. The Gemara says, brings down a brisa, "Poalim shayu osim malacha etzav ba'abayis, kare kriyashmel misvalin va'ochlan bitan ve'in mavarchan lefanel." That workers that are working for a ba'abayis, so they have to say kriyashma, they have to daven, they eat their bread, ve'in mavarchan lefanel, aval mavarchan la'achareh. So the Gemara there changes the girsa also. So he said, if you're aim of varach and lefanel, if workers are not mavarach lefanel, that sounds like if there's an isra on the food. So just because you're working for someone, how can you eat an isra? So the Gemara is mucha. The fact that it says the aim of varach and lefanel must be that you're just asking Rishus to eat from the food. So meila, there's a mitzvah to make a bracha. But if you're workers and you're mechuyah to work for your baal bayis, not allowed to waste time. So Chazal said you don't have to make the bracha. But if there's isra on the food, you can't make the bracha. And you can't find yourself.
So what's the bracha?
So you see how it has to be in business, that it can't be successful. So the girl over here changes the gear, so the girl says, the Gemara brings down the girsa from the Rif and the Gaonim that in the Tosefta it says Hapoalim Shoyosu Malocha Eitz Ablabai is Koren Kriyashmo Mesvalin Vohuklun Piton Umbevorchim Lefanea. Change the girsa, totally the opposite. The girsa in our Gemara and the Bryce is Ein Bevorchim Lefanea. We said that's Muchach, that the way a bracha is working is that you're asking Rishis to eat the food. That's just a mitzvah to make it. The Gro holds that making a bracha is being matter the Isser. So why would it be a headset for the Poalim? So the Gro changes the girsa over there also, and the Gro learns that you are chayv in the bracha rishona, because about it, there's an isra on the food, about it, you're chayv in the rishona. Just because you're working with someone else doesn't mean that you could eat yisurim. Just because you're a worker, you can't go eat shroom if you're not a kohen. There's no headset to eat yisurim. So therefore, the Gro changes the girsa, and the Gro says, you are chayv in the bracha rishona also.
Afterwards,
the price, everyone agrees, yeah, that you make the bracha afterwards, yeah.
Does the girl change the gears on Kapala, the tummy?
What's going on?
No, he doesn't change that.
So what does he
bring down? I don't know, I'm not clear on that. Sort of that afterwards. But well, one last machlokes they bring down that say it's totally on this nakuda. Yeah. So they sure all this is very what? Because then we're working the right so what?
We're
both the raisa.
Yeah.
Also, if it's the raisa, so you're working for someone else, so you don't do the raisa. Yeah. Yeah. Sure, we'll come out sure in a lot of these gemaras. One of the gemaras is the gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis that talks about an onen. Talks about someone who has a mace in front of him. It says the Eino Mavarich says he doesn't make a bracha. So Rashi says Eino Mavarich. The Eino Tzarach Lavarich Birchas Hamotzi. He does not. What bracha is it talking about? All the Gemara says the Eino Mavarich doesn't make a bracha. It doesn't say what bracha. So Rashi says Eino Tzarach Lavarich Birchas Hamotzi. If he's an only, doesn't make a bracha Hamotzi. The Kolbo he brings down. Kolbo says he learns that the Gemara says Eino Mavarich means he doesn't have to be Mavarich Birchas Hamazon. They want to explain what?
Does that make any bread, or
he doesn't make the bracha. So you say that this is what's their machlokas totally on. How you understand what a bracha is, if a bracha is being matir the iser, so then there's no tzad, that's the kolbo. If it's being matir the iser, there's no tzad that you don't take the hamotzi. So just because you're an onen and you have a dead relative, doesn't mean that you can now be over on isurim. You don't have to do mitzvahs, so you can't be over on isurim. So if there's an iser on the food, because you're an onen, it's not going to matir it. So mainly you have to learn that you don't have to make the bracha achrona. But if Rashi who says that you don't have to make the bracha hamotzi, he must hold that the bracha rishona is not matiring an iser, rather it's just an etzilas rishus, it's just a mitzvah, the Rabbanan says, in case you're an only, you're not chayv in mitzvahs, so maybe this is a mitzvah, you're not chayv in it. But about if it's going to be an iser, so an only is not going to be over on isurim. That's a clear nafkamina. An only, is he going to be pater and brachas hamotzi or not? If you hold brachas hamotzi, the bracha rishona is a mitzvah, so he's pater and mitzvahs. If you hold it's mattering an iser, so he has to be mattering an iser like everyone else. He can't eat isurim.
Why is it
all brachas? Mitzvah is a classic bracha. I assume in
Echlami. Rashi, who argues the Rashi?
The Kolbo.
Why not
work one of those muslims? That you can say it's a raisa, I don't know.
Even if it's a raisa, you're watching the minutes, it's a raisa.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lenin Mark is a good Kiddush.
Maybe it's Ein Echlami, also a Bechasan Muslim.
Yeah, right. Any bracha, which is most talking.
Why it's a bigger chiddush bracha rishona over bracha achrona? That's the raisa.
Rashi holds the rabbanon.
Rashi holds
the rabbanon.
Could be.
Doesn't Rashi hold the rabbanon?
Yeah, bracha rishona is the rabbanon. Saying is that. Okay, that's not chakir with a different nafkamina. Same for something that's like gef hashvat. There's a sort of very nice thing in a sefer on Pirkei Avos that. So the Mishnah says, "Shosha sha'achol ha'shulchan echad b'lo'amro lo divrei Torah kilo achol mizivcha nesim." Shenamar kikol shulchan maluk kitzava b'lo'im makom, aval shosha sha'achol ha'shulchan echad b'lo'amro lo divrei Torah kilo achol mishunot mishulchan shel makom. So they bring down from the Chassam Sofer and from others, they say the following idea, that we know that Hashem created, there are four levels of creation that the Sfarim speak about. Domeim tomeach chai amidaver. Domeim is the ground, right? Non alive. So meach is something that grows out of the ground, and that grows plants, trees, grass. Chai is animals, things that are alive. And medaber is adam. Those are the four levels in Hashem's creations. The lowest level is the ground, then we have the growing items, then we have the living items, and then we have the adam, who is a medaber. So he points out a very, very interesting thing. He says that each level is striving to have shaifas to the level on top of it. So he brings down that the ground, which is a domain, has desire to bring it out, smicha from it. He wants things to grow out from it. The ground wants to bring forth flowers and trees and grass. The ground tries to do that. The ground likes that. Because when the ground does that, then it gives the ground shaifas to the next level. He says trees and plants and the things that animals eat, the chai eats the tomeach, the chai eats what grows in the ground, that raises up what grows in the ground to be shayach to the next level of chai. So he says, lafi that, you would think that a chai would try to have shayachas to a medaber. So maybe if someone goes fishing, you should just be able to put your hand in the water and pull out a fish. If you want to catch a deer, just go and grab the deer. The deer should be happy to come to you. He says, why is that we see in nature that the animals run away from man? If it's made into the Bria, that each level of the Bria wants to reach the next level, so the Chor, the Chai should try to be Shaifas the Medaber, by the Medaber catching the Chai and eating the Chai, so the Chai gets raised up and becomes part of the Medaber. So why is it? So they bring down, the Chasam Sofer says that the reason is because the animal has no guarantee that man is doing the proper thing. For the ground to have shaifas to the next level of a tzomeach, all the ground has to do is let trees or let grass or let flowers grow forth, and automatically has that shaifas. For animals, for trees and plants to have shaifas to a chai, all they have to do is allow themselves to be eaten. It's the male that has that level. Because by Adam, it's totally on the das of the Adam. Just because an Adam eats an animal, eats basar, doesn't automatically raise the animal up to medaber. Only if the Adam does it in the proper way, the Adam makes a bracha on it, the Adam eats it while saying the Torah over it, the Adam raises it, he's doing things that a medaber is supposed to do, that makes the chai to be a medaber. But if the medaber who's eating the chai has no shachas to Torah, he's not Jewish, or he's Jewish, he has no shachas to Torah, to mitzvahs, to anything, so then he's like an animal. That's one of the things that an animal and a human being, they both eat. So the person just eating stam because of the animal instinct in him that he just eats. So the chai is not being raised to a higher level by being eaten by the adam. So the mela, since chai has no guarantee, the chai runs away and the chai doesn't try to eat because there's no guarantee that the one who eats him will raise him to a higher level. He brings that also from the kliyakar of Parshas Noach. This is a very nice thing. He says the same idea. The Shekol Nivra Nizo Mimasha Tachtov. Every living thing is sustained from that which is on the level under it. Ki Hadome, he says, not the same thing. This is a Rishon saying it. Ki Hadome Hu Apantos Bechol HaNimson Nizo Me'atz Muso Ba'atzomeach Nizo Min Hadome Ki Nikoso Min Ha'aretz. He says that things that grow from the ground get the nourishment from the ground. That Tzomeach gets nourishment from the domain. V'chol ba'achai nizo min ha-tzomeach, and all animals, all living things, get the nourishment from what grows from the ground. V'ha'odom min ha-medaber, nizo min ha-balechayim. Then says the Kliyakar, v'hani mili kishu osek ba-torah u'bishlemuso asher olof hu nikra odom. This is only that a chai is brought up to a medaber when a person eats him. It's only if that person is osek ba-torah u'bishlemuso asher olof hu nikra odom. Only if he is acting as an odom. Atem kriit odom v'lo ha'akav kriit odom. The yid is called an odom because he's acting like an odom through Torah and mitzvahs. That's what makes him an odom. That's what will raise up the animal to be on a higher level. Because it's not for Torah and mitzvahs, the person is the same thing as a behema. And if so, what benefit is there? If one animal eats another animal, that animal doesn't raise it to a higher level. So an adam who has no shachas to Torah, by eating an animal, doesn't raise the animal up to a level of a medaber either. Because every food is changed over to the teva of the thing that's eating it. The adam kshiyochom min v'habalei chayim, the tosaf shlemus alachai lavo v'madregos min hamedaber. Because a person by eating an animal raises the animal up to the level of a medaber. When that animal gets into the person, it raises the animal up to the level of a medaber. Aval adam hanimshol behema ma'iten or ma'yosef l'nechal. The person who is compared to a behema. So what does he add to the behema by eating the behema? So I was thinking, I said over to Ali, said this word, I was thinking that the pasuk that when we think of Tu B'Shvat, The famous pasuk that the Maral talks about, that all the Balei Mussar talk about, is Ki Adam Eitz Asada. That the Torah, when it talks about not destroying fruit trees when you go to war, it says Ki Adam Eitz Asada. It makes reference that Adam is compared to a fruit tree. So I was thinking that maybe Al Pi Drush, you could work it out with this, that really is telling us all the Balei Mussar try to find different ways to compare an Adam to a tree. So I was thinking that we could say like this: Ki Adam Eitz Asada. The pasuk doesn't really have to say Eitz Asada. We know where an Eitz is. Ki Adam Eitz Asada. Maybe what the pasuk is trying to tell us, that what makes an Adam is if he makes himself like an Eitz Asada. What's an Eitz Asada? An Eitz has a certain shaykhus to the Asada, that the Eitz gets its nourishment from the Asada, raises the Asada up to be the level of an Eitz Memeil without the Eitz doing anything. So maybe saying an Adam has to be like an Eitz Asada, that an Adam has to make himself just like the Eitz Memeil, when it takes its nourishment from the ground, it raises the domain to the level of its Tzomeach. So it's when Adam has to make himself on the level that when he eats the level that's under him, when he eats the Chai, he's doing what he has to do. He's learning Torah and doing the mitzvahs and doing what he has to do with the food to raise the chai to the animal of a medaber. As it says, Ki Adam Eitz Asada, Adam has to make himself like an Eitz Asada. When I said that to Ali liked it, and we were in the car together, and then Ali was reading the Ogad Aliyo, and he said, you got to see this Ogad Aliyo. So thanks to Ali of the Ogad Aliyo, that Mamish connects it, Mamish to Shvat, in an unbelievable way. The Ogad Aliyo is Ogad Yeshur. So he brings down in a piece on Shvat, he brings down the following thing from the Sefer HaYetzirah. The Sefer HaYetzirah is a Sefer that they say Avraham Avinu wrote and was passed down. It talks about how the months were created, how Hashem created the world. Ali showed it to me. So he said that on Chodesh Shvat, Avraham Avinu writes in the Sefer, the Chodesh Shvat Omro, Himlech Os Tzadi B'li'ita. That's the quote. That Hashem was Mamlech, the letter Tzadi, on Le'ita. So Baruch Hashem, we can understand the Ogad Aliyo, because the Le'ita, we find the word Le'ita in a couple of places that we're familiar with, what that means. He brings it right here. It's that Lashon Le'ita Matziru Eitzel Esav HaRasha. Right? The Lashon that Esav, see in a second, Esav said to Yaakov, HaLiteini Namin HaAdam HaZeh. Esav said, HaLiteini is the Lashon of Achila. Please, stuff the food down. Shove the food down. HaLiteini is like, throw the food down. It's a lashon of achila in a very gashmiistic way. That's what Esav was doing. Esav says, "I'm starving. I'm coming. I'm starving. Halitaini, throw the food in my mouth. Pour it down." That's one place we say halitaini. And the second place he brings down is from a Gemara in Mavakama. Halitayu l'rasha v'yomus. It says, I don't remember exactly what the sugya. I didn't look it up, but we learned it a couple years ago. It says, "Give it. Let the rasha eat it and let him die." Like, why are we so worried about the rasha? Halitayu l'rasha v'yomus. Let him eat it and let him die. These are two makoros that the word le'ita is a lashon of achila. So the Ogad Aliyo goes on to explain that he says, "Ki be'emes le'ita perusho achila." The lashon of le'ita is a lashon of achila. Ach achila ben lashon le'ita v'lashon achila tolu bekavanas achila. The difference in the lashon of le'ita and the lashon of achila is the kavan of the one who's eating. The shemahu ochel ve'ech niris achila shelo. For what purpose is he eating, and how does his eating appear? Ki be'emes Hakadosh Baruch Hu sider olamo shehaadam tzarich lechioso. Lozun es nafsho. Hashem created the world that a person needs food to eat. Ubilti zei esher l'adam luchios. Without eating food, a person wouldn't be able to live. Ach nuvar ha-machal bi'atzmo yish inyan ha-revas ha-machal. He says, but besides for the food itself, there's the geshmak in the food. There's the enjoyment that comes from the food. So he goes on to explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created food that tastes good because a person needs food to live. If it didn't taste good, a person didn't have a taiva for the food, they wouldn't eat. They wouldn't be able to live. The same thing we know the Gemara says that the taiva for taiva's noshim, that the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevatel, the taiva's a period of erivia for 3 days and no chickens laid eggs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to create that for the world to go on. Hashem needed to create it that there was the Yetzirah. There's the Yetzirah for that, there's the Yetzirah for Achila. So he goes on to explain what's the pshat in the Sefer Yetzirah, Himlech Os Tzadi Dulita. He says the Os Tzadi, as we know, represents a lashon of Tzadik. He says, what is Tzadik? Tzadik, a person who is a Tzadik, and the Os Tzadik, which represents Tzadik, is a person who's able to taste the Le'ita and turn it into Achila. He's able to take the Gashmiz, the Gachila, and turn it into Lashem Shemayim. This applies in many ways. This applies, obviously, making a bracha before you eat. This applies that when you're eating, that your kavanah is not for the geshmak in the food, but because you need the food to eat. As the we saw in our Pirkei Avos here that the owner brings down and says the Choma Techi Lushem Shemaim. He says that the Achila, even though it's enjoyable, just like the Ogil Ayo was saying, but Rabbeinu Yonah's a Rishon, says a person should eat just because he needs what he needs to live. He says such an interesting scientific fact. He says a person normally tries to eat as much as he enjoys the food, but he says as long as there's room in his stomach, he'll enjoy the food and he'll keep on eating. But he says that really a person should only eat enough that he's no longer hungry. So he says a person should do, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. But this idea says the whole Chodesh Shvat represents turning Le'ita into Achila. Le'ita is not only by eating, Le'ita is the idea of any Gashmiistic thing, turning it into a Ruchniistic thing. So he says by eating, we have to be careful about brachos, and be careful with this whole idea that a person, if he's doing things properly, he's learning Torah and he's doing mitzvahs and he's making the brachos properly and he's doing L'shem Shamayim, so that turns the Achila that he's doing into a Ruchniistic thing. So this whole idea that I showed Ali that the pasuk by Tu B'Shvat, the Adam Eitz HaSadeh, that an Adam has to make himself into an Eitz HaSadeh, just like the Eitz gets its nourishment from the Sadeh and it automatically brings the Sadeh up to its level, so too an Adam has to reach the level and do his Achila and his Gashmistic things in a way that he's able to raise up the Achila to be a Medaber also. He has to be making the brachos and doing things properly. So that's what Shvat represents. Just one last nakuda that he says in the next piece. He says that brings out a pasuk from Devarim. The pasuk says, "Ba'ashtei asar chodesh be'achad lachodesh hawil Moshe ba'eras haTorah hazos." He says that, but be'echad b'shvat. Right, on the 11th month, the first day, Moshe started to explain the Torah. Be'echad b'shvat hislo Moshe Rabbeinu lomar l'vnei Yisrael mishnah Torah. Moshe started to go through Sefer Devarim with Klal Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So it says, "V'im kosum b'furish b'Torah be'ezium hiskel Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom levaras haTorah." And if the Torah says explicitly on what day Moshe Rabbeinu decided to start interpreting the Torah to Klal Yisrael, harei zeh siman she'yesh liyom hazeh shayches miyuchad l'hashpoah shel Torah. So it says it must be that this day has a special skula to the influence in Torah. Otherwise, why would the Torah reveal that? But dafka on this day, Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. Dafka on this day, it must be the special skula to be mechazik and learning on that day. Ki yom hazeh mesugul miyuchad la'asogas haTorah la'haskel mechadosh ve'itzak haTorah. It's an amazing thing that he's saying, that we see from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu started to interpret the Torah on the first day of Shvat, that the beginning of Shvat has the ability to let a person turn over a new leaf in Torah, and to change his whole life, and to start a new leaf in Torah. It's an amazing thing of Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that two things are connected. Now, that a person being careful in the Rachila, and a person in learning Torah. We know there's a Yerushalmi that says, the Kaplan once spoke about this, that before a person davens that the Torah should go into his brains, he should daven that Tanugim shouldn't go into his stomach. And before a person is able to concentrate on Torah in the proper way, he has to have control over his taivus, that he's not just eating every food that tastes like shmak, he's not just throwing the food in. Because we know that the teva of man is that the gashmis and the ruchlius can't be together. If a person is working on the ruchlius, so he has to try to put the gashmis on the side. If a person is engulfed in the gashmis, the bria was created that the ruchlius won't come in. So Mamash is an interconnection between raising up the Achila for the Achila to be the Shem Shemayim and the learning of Torah. We see from the Ogad Ayo, from all these Rayas, that Shvat is a school, a time where the Tzaddik could help to be Mamluch over the Le'ita, that we could change the Achila, the Gashmis, into the Ruchmias. And also it says Man that's Mesugal for Aliyah B'Torah, for turning over a new leaf in Torah. So Mir Tashem, we should use Shvat. I never thought you'd get a whole bunch of in Torah on Shvat. You know, you hear by Hanukkah and you hear by Purim that it's a Kabbalah Torah, but by Shvat, the Imam is saying that even in Shvat, that it's a time to start over, that a person can be Chazik and learning. And in the Ruchmias and the Mirchem, we should all have an Aliyah going into Tu B'Shvat in Torah and in all areas of our lives. Amen. Amen.